This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The distribution of an initial 200 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech across the European Union will be completed by September, a spokesman for the EU Commission said. Some German districts will not use the COVID-19 vaccine received over the weekend over the suspicion that the cold chain could have been interrupted during its delivery, a district administrator told Reuters TV. Russia's first big international shipment of its vaccine, 300,000 doses sent to Argentina last week, consisted only of the first dose of the two-shot vaccine, which is easier to make than the second dose, sources told Reuters. Democrats in the U.S. Congress on Monday will try to push through expanded $2,000 pandemic relief payments for Americans after President Trump backed down from a fight with lawmakers that could have shut down the federal government. And Israelis who are sick with COVID-19 will be able to cast their ballots at drive-through polling stations that authorities will ensure a smooth election in March while minimizing infection risks. The March 23rd parliamentary election, brought on prematurely due to a seemingly intractable political stalemate, is the country's second since the global coronavirus outbreak. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports President Trump's delay in signing the COVID-19 relief bill empowers Democrats to keep pushing for bigger relief checks.
Dollars instead of $600 as the bill provides. But Democrats are in favor, and the House is set to vote today on bigger checks. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll then offer what he calls the Trump proposal for a vote in the Senate, where the Republican majority is expected to ignore it.
That was AP's Sagar Magani. This is VOA News. The European Union has endorsed the post-Brexit trade deal with Britain set to go into effect January 1st. The deal must still be retrospectively ratified by the European Parliament, which is expected in late February. Ambassadors from the 27 EU member states met in Brussels Monday to approve the accord. Britain's Parliament is expected to approve it Wednesday. The trial in China of a group of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists who tried to escape the city for sanctuary in Taiwan opened Monday. This as the United States urged the immediate release of dissidents it says, quote, fled tyranny, end quote. 10 of the so-called Hong Kong 12 were in court facing charges linked to an illegal border crossing. Chinese authorities took them into custody after the speedboat they used to escape was intercepted in August. China expressed anger Monday after U.S. President Donald Trump signed into law measures to further bolster support for Taiwan and Tibet. The measures were included in a $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package that Mr. Trump signed Sunday evening. The United States has stepped up its backing for Chinese-claimed Taiwan and its criticism of Beijing's rule in remote Tibet, further straining a relationship under intense pressure over trade, human rights, and other issues. A suspect in the Christmas bombing in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, has been named, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Federal authorities have identified 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner as the man believed to be behind the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville in which he was killed. So far, the motive is unknown. At a Sunday news conference, FBI Special Agent Doug Korneski said the answers won't come quickly. Nashville police officers who were on the scene at the time of the blast say they're lucky to be alive. Officer Amanda Topping.
I felt it. I felt the heat, the wave.
The explosion severely damaged dozens of downtown buildings and injured three people. I'm Mike Gracia.
Russia's foreign ministry Monday declared a Bulgarian diplomat persona non grata in a tit-for-tat move after the expulsion of a Russian diplomat by Sofia. Bulgarian authorities earlier this month gave a Russian diplomat 72 hours to leave the country after prosecutors alleged he'd been involved in espionage since 2017. A Saudi court Monday sentenced prominent activist Lujan Al-Khathloul to 5 years and 8 months in prison for terrorism-related crimes, according to local media allowed to attend her trial. A motion to appeal can be filed within 30 days. Germany's main stock index reached a record high Monday, buoyed by a pandemic recovery package agreed in the U.S. and Britain's Brexit deal with the EU. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.